The desert is an incredibly rich landscape for many religious traditions and in many historical time periods. There is something about this stark, extreme landscape that lends itself to, on the one hand, a romanticism, and on the other hand, the desert is terrifying, and you don't know if you will survive. And it lends itself to, in religious literature, in the religious imagination, to those extremes as well. So you go there to be tempted by the devil. You go there to have a divine revelation. It is this other kind of place. The project is trying to combine this sonic environment with religious imagination, experience, history, and a particular kind of landscape. I got very interested along the way in the possibility that bioacoustics, or the field of acoustic ecology, might have something to say that would help illuminate the sonic aspects to these texts. And so I began doing field recording in desert environments. And one of the things that really struck me is that when you go to the desert and you record, in the locations where there was human habitation in desert environments, there tended to be more acoustical richness. Water, plants, the wind, birds. So there is a rich acoustic environment. And what struck me is whether I was in the Southwest or I was in the Middle East, the sounds I was recording were some of the same sounds that kept coming up in the texts I was reading. That night, the demons made such a racket that the whole place seemed to be shaken apart. The demons acted as though they had torn down the four walls of the little room and seemed to be entering through them, having taken on the fantastical appearance of wild beasts and reptiles. Absolutely terrible were the cacophonous ravings of all these apparitions and the howling of their voices.